Thank you for calling Lock Jewelers. We're located in Monticello, Minnesota, just off of...
Hello, this is Kelsey at Lock Jewelers.
Hey, what's going on, Kelsey? It's Adrian. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Adrian?
I'm good. Are you guys... Oh, you guys are supposed to be, like, having a swelter hot day like we are. There's, like, a...
Yeah.
Extreme heat wave coming through the Midwest and for us.
Yeah, it's supposed to get up to, like, 87 today or so.
Oh, really? Yeah, we're,
it's
like,
crazy,
around the
yeah.
90s, I think it said. Like, right now it's 85, mm-hmm. but...
Yeah, yesterday, I think it was around, like, 90-something for us yesterday.
Was it
humid? Yeah, it was not nice. Yeah, it was so bad.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. That must, Crystal must be miserable being pregnant in humid weather.
yeah, she did. She has said that.
I figured. Oh, my gosh. So, real quick, I know Andrea and I were working together in regards to a blue marquee. Is Andrea in yet?
Yes, she is. I can see if she's available, okay?
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Yep.
Lazard diamonds are the most beautiful diamonds in the world, so we just had to add them to our collection. And did you know we travel 10,000 miles every year to directly source diamonds in Antwerp, Belgium? It's how we're able to give you the best selection with the savings to match. Take a closer look and shop online at LockJewelers.com.
Hi, this is Andrea.
Hey, how are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to catch you bright and early this morning, so I found the blue marquee. I emailed it to
Ooh,
you. Did
you
see it?
Oh, I haven't even been in there yet. You sent it to me?
Yeah, I emailed it to the sales.
I'm gonna go look at it. Oh, you did. Okay. So you found one. Where'd you find it?
I have no idea. I wasn't here on Friday or Monday, but I
just
saw that when I came.
Archives.
Yeah, right? I was like, huh. So it's 0.44 color enhanced blue, so it's natural,
okay.
And it's a VS, and it measures 7.1 by 4. It's a pretty blue. It's,
bless you.
Bless you. Who the heck was that? Holy.
That was Kelsey. I know.
That woke up everybody. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Well, I hope she's okay. At least she didn't hold that one in. Oh my gosh.
No.
But anyway,
okay, well, since I'm going to go look at it, but since you found that, I need a clear diamond to match that same size.
Okay, so natural.
Because we're doing a two-stone ring.
Four.
So I was waiting to get the second diamond because I'm like, I just need to find the first one. I can't even match it if I don't have anything.
Right,
so now I need... So,
if it's if it's a little bit different in the millimeter, is that okay? I mean,
I think we're fine. They're going in bezels, so,
okay.
Like, the points will be hidden, essentially. So, it basically comes down to just making sure the, The culet, the culet is kind of close to the same, because when you're setting, you don't want one too high and one too low.
Right. Yeah, I know exactly. So, so I'll find one that's very similar.
So I'm more concerned about, like, the depth and all that versus, like, I guess the length, too, but more just the depth because otherwise they get set weird into the bezels.
Yeah, it looks
weird.
Wonky. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Higher than the
okay.
other.
I'm like, how do I explain this? Yeah.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about. You're good.
Okay.
What was I going to say? What's your customer name?
The PO is Thurber, Thurber.
Are they related to Andrea? Or not Andrea, you're Andrea. Andy.
No.
Interesting. Yeah.
Like,
it's, like, I don't know, is there a lot of Thurbers out in Minnesota?
There's not, so that's why I'm like, this is weird. No, they have no relation. She doesn't even know who that is. Because I've asked her before.
That is so funny, because I'm like, wait a second. Like, Yeah. When you said the name and then started spelling, I'm thinking, well, I know how to spell that name.
Yeah. It is, yeah, you're right. It is spelled the same. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that funny? Oh, my gosh. All right. That works for me. So, no worries. What, like, how white does she want this? Like, just G-H-S-I for the white one?
Yeah, just you know, I don't know, not to sound all rude, but, like, just generic. Just the G-H-S-I.
Got it. Oh, my gosh, you're funny. Didn't you tell me, what happened to your daughter? Didn't she hurt herself? What'd she do?
No, remember, she got lice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's
we
right.
We talked about that whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's all.
Happy to say we are good. I still have everything in bags because I was telling you I'm too lazy and I'm still traumatized. So I think
right.
I'm gonna wait another 2 weeks before I unleash anything from any bag. So.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
Husband's like, you are nuts because yesterday I was spraying them with like this insect bomb stuff.
Yeah.
He's like, are you supposed to be spraying that in the house? And I was like, yeah, it's fine. We'll just be sick, and we'll figure out why later. Like,
yeah, right.
Now.
Yeah. After we inhale all of it, and,
yeah.
You know.
Well, you're fine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, let me work on finding the white one, but I'll let him know that I want the blue one.
Yeah, I would love for her to just view it. Essentially, I don't have anything. We can't find anything, so if this is it, this is it. So.
Right, yeah. No, I agree. No. I agree. Get an appointment. Michael's going to bring the check, too. Okay. All right, I'm catching up on everything. So, and Big Diamonds,
really
Big Diamonds have been selling. I had a
good.
Client. She has a very wealthy client. This is down in Texas. Small, small town in Texas. Anyway, she called me Monday or Tuesday, and she's like, I have a customer coming in on Wednesday. They either want a radiant, a round, a rectangular cushion, or a trillion, and then there was, like, one other shape in there. And I'm like, can you just narrow down the shape? And it was 5 to 6 carat natural. I'm like, okay,
wow,
this is the budget.
Nice.
Like, first qualify, make sure that you have, like, the budget's accurate.
Yeah.
That they know
especially
that
when
the
you're dealing with that big of a stone.
Right. That the customer knows what they're getting into. Try and narrow down the shape. Show them like the different shapes. You know, yada yada.
Yeah.
Sent in one diamond. It was like a 402 radiant FVS because the lady wanted higher quality.
Okay.
She came in on Wednesday. Absolutely fell in love with it. It's being set east west in a pendant.
Ooh,
in a basket
cool.
pendant.
Oh, in a pendant?
Yes. I guess
wow.
This customer last year, like she's a private pilot. She's got mineral rights. She's like
jeez.
Single. She just buys stuff for herself, right?
I like
and,
that.
No kidding, right? She said last year the same customer did a $400,000 custom piece in their
Jeepers,
store.
Jeepers, what did they make?
Oh,
a ring
okay.
or something?
It was something really. Oh no! You know what? It was a paperclip necklace, alternating
oh, cool.
diamond and emeralds, natural emeralds.
Ooh.
She said
wow.
they were so nervous about setting the small, but it went all the way around. And I can't remember if it was in platinum
wow.
or if it was in like two tone. But it, yeah, she said. Yeah, can
yeah,
you imagine?
Maybe it was two-tone, like platinum and 18 karat or something. Yeah.
Right, yeah. I was
for
like,
that price.
How would you like to be the jeweler that physically sets like all of those?
That would be stressful.
Right.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm glad
she
I'm
said,
not a setter.
Right.
I couldn't handle the pressure.
Either could I. I'd have a headache. Like, by like
yeah.
1 hour into it. Like, I don't know how.
My eyes would be twitching.
Did your dad used to set and do repairs, or did he not?
No, he does watchmaking. You know, watch. He's the watchman. But
that's,
I don't know how he still does it. You have to have a steady hand. Those parts
are
I mean,
tiny.
Some of the parts he deals with is, like, microscopic. He has to use a loop to
oh, yeah.
put them
yeah,
back
probably.
Together.
What are those?
Crazy.
The headlamp thingies, right? Those things?
Yeah.
The visors.
Yeah.
He wears the...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is like segue, but there's a jeweler that's either an IJO or RJO goes to every show. I can't remember which group it is, but he literally walks around the show with his visor on his head.
I don't think this must be IJO. Nerd. I don't think I've seen it at RJO, but I mean, I wouldn't put it past someone.
I mean, if you did see it, you'd be like, what the hell? Yeah,
I feel like he's ready for business.
I know. I got to find out which, like, I'm pretty sure, since it's not, since you've never seen him at a show, then it's got to be IJO.
That's what I'm guessing. I think I wouldn't remember that. I feel like that would be memorable.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, let me get rocking and rolling, but I'll find a white for you as well, but
yep.
I'll also reply to the blue, so.
Okay,
very
perfect.
Good. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for finding it. Yep. Bye.
Yep. Bye.